I think for the most part, we live in a world that we're very jaded. There's such lack of sensitivity. There's a lack of real concern for the ultimate, the depth, the level of integrity. It's a very wild place that we live. And there are sensitivities that Alpi Torah, Alpi Das Torah, Alpi Chazal, that we're supposed to have, but sometimes we lose in the shuffle because so many other things are going on around us, and there's such a lack of this sensitivity. So I noticed two different sources here which take something to an extreme, but I think it's something that is relevant to a world that we're not really dealing with the finer details. When Yaakov sends a message to his father, Avigadetem lo'ovi es kol kvedim in Mitzrayim, then he sent the Agolos and this. So it says, we learn a lesson in Midos here. Usharoi la'odom kishi yishtadol bedovar ma. It's appropriate when a person is doing a certain ishtadlus, he wants to accomplish a certain goal. That he should remove any obstacle which might prevent him from accomplishing his goal. And to show, I don't know, anything that could bring him to accomplish this. He knew that his father Yaakov was going to be afraid to leave Canaan, to leave Eretz Yisrael, which was the Eretz Hanivcheres, the chosen land, and besides leaving Eretz Yisrael, he had a fear of starting up and coming down to Mitzrayim, which the government was a very difficult government to deal with. Paro was not an easy guy to get along with. I have great power, he sends his father a message. I can do whatever I want in Mitzrayim. Therefore, I'm going to calm your fears. You shouldn't be afraid to come to Mitzrayim. You're afraid of this terrible government. I got all kinds of powers over here. I'll take care of you. You want to go back? You'll be able to go back. You're free pass, in and out. I'm in charge. Im shekvar yiyazeh sibo shlo yoyresh, besides the fact that you're going to die of starvation, there's a rov in Canaan too, and if you don't come here where I have food stored and everything else, your mamish you're not even going to make it. Besides all this, he sent him a wondrous gift. He sent him such gifts. L'haroisoi oshroi v'yacholtoi v'oisem ritzoino lehetivloi. Yeah? He sent him these gifts to show him how wealthy he was, how powerful he was, and the extent of his commitment to do good for his father. So he really wanted to give him the confidence not to be afraid and to come down to Mitzrayim and so forth. Sent him special garments, special precious clothing. That Yaakov should want to come. Shelo yimona Yaakov milovoi shom b'pnei she'enu miluboshim begodim chamudois kiroi lehisrois lefnei amelech. Yaakov might not want to come because he doesn't have such distinguished or such precious garments that are appropriate to stand in front of a melech. Be'oifen shelo yiyu nivzim be'enov, they shouldn't be mevuzim be'enov, v'yamtim ad kenoiso isom, and he'd have to wait until he could prepare such garments and buy such garments and prepare himself to go. V'lezer sholach lo me'habgodim ha'chamudois ma'she sholach, and that's why he sent him these special begodim, these precious begodim that he sent. So just a very simple thing. He says the lesson here is that when you're being mishtadl for something, that you should remove any moneah. You want to accomplish a goal. I want to bring my father down to Mitzrayim. So I'm going to... And I know he has resistance. He doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he's afraid of this government, this Memsheles Mitzrayim that was Koshe Moed. So I understand. So he tells him his power. He says, "I can take care of everything." Does nothing to address leaving Eretz Yisrael. That's the only thing that addresses that is that. Otherwise, you're going to starve to death. Better to be alive in Chutz Lauretz than to die in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. And then he comes and shows him, he says, look at the power that I have, look at the rotzeh that I have. All these things make sense that he's convincing his father that I'm here to help you and everything. But then he addresses something that seems so minute, so insignificant. He says, you may be afraid, you may be concerned that you don't have the proper suit to go visit Paroi. You don't have the proper, you're going to have to go get new clothing because the clothing that you have, I'm sending you clothing along also. And I think it's like so extreme. The dying of starvation. He tells him you're going to die in Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael, unless you come to Mitzrayim. And he calms all of his fears. And that was the two things that to leave Canaan, he couldn't give him a reason. He did. The only thing is you're not going to live. He took care of that. And to be afraid of the government, I showed you the fullest extent of my powers. But he says, but there's something else. And it doesn't sound like it, probably Taina, well, that's part of the fear of the government. It doesn't sound that that's what it is, says, but he says, it's not the appropriate way to come in front of a melech. Sounds like this is just not the proper covert for the melech. And that's going to make a difference. Their physical well-being is at stake. And his concerns have been calmed by all the power and wealth and commitment that Yosef showed that he has to help his father. But there's something else. Maybe he's thinking, you know, my clothing is a little bit dying of starvation. There's a famine in Canaan. I have to go. I have a hesitation. You took care of my hesitation. But maybe there's some slight concern about something else. Have to take care of that too, and I'm not even going to wait to give you the opportunity. Well, you go get some new. Maybe you have to buy them. It says buy them. Maybe you have to have them made. I don't know if they had stores that sold them. But this is so. When we're dealing with something, I have a goal. I want to accomplish something. So one would say, if I made them, I address the issues. I address the resistance, and my case is so compelling. I have to worry about such a detail, which is so unlikely, and maybe there's a possibility, and how significant is it? But yes, kishi yishtadl b'dover ma, liyishtadl lohosir kol moinei hashim no'eo mehosir b'vukoshoi, everything that might in the most remote way interfere with my accomplishing my goal, that's what a person has to do. That's our if we set to do a goal, if we feel obligated to do a goal, if this is what our mission is, then there's nothing. You can't leave any pebbles unturned. Any opportunity to do something which might, in the slightest way, interfere with the accomplishment of that goal, that's part of the way. And this is, of course, in our world today, it's a very big chiddush because, all right, we do, but to address and to be concerned about any slightest interference that might interfere with the accomplishment. I'm doing my job. I'm doing the best I can. Well, what are you getting all nervous about? What are you getting all excited about? And that seems to be a meter that a person has to develop. There's a medrash here that says, "Om Reb Shem Ba'echoy Shloisha Dvar Ma'Kodesh Baruch Hu Soinon." Vani eini avon. Okay, then the Medrash brings three things. V'yesh oimrim. Then there's another daya. Af hanichnas lebeisoy bepesa. A person befeta. A person comes in just suddenly into his house, his own house. He comes in, he walks in, he opens the door, bursts in. Kad have solak lebeisay Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina hoya bo. When he used to come to his house, hoya mechakeya. He would clear his throat. He'd make noises as he's walking into his house. Shekein, he puts the words in Shekein Motzinu She Yisroel Oymer Lo Yosef. That because Yaakov said to Yosef, Roy Hoyisi Lomus Boisa Hapam Ilule Shesholachto V'omartoli ki oiducho chai. Says, we learn from here, from the fact that Yosef was careful not to startle his father with this, all of a sudden, I'm away for 22 years, and you mourned me, and you missed me, and now all of a sudden, my father sees I'm alive. He becomes so startled, it could affect him, he could die. That's what it says. He says, I'm afraid, what the Pasuk says, Amusa Hapam. That I think that I could die from such a shock. So from there we learn that when you walk into your house, there from Reb Chanina learned from there that when you walk, you make a noise to announce yourself. You knock on the door, you something like Bina Shalelam. What are we talking about? I mean, who's going to die of shock when you walk into your house? Like what? The stakes are so dramatically different, but it seems that once there is a concern that this possibility exists under the most extreme circumstances, where a father hasn't seen his son for 22 years, and if his son would walk in and shock him, then it could threaten his life. That's already something that we learn out of Derech Eretz. Yeah, Shloisha Dvarim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soinon, and this V'yesh Oimrim, a day that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the Nichnas LeBeisoi BePeta, and because there's the remote possibility of the chance of this happening is outlandish. It could never happen. Maybe it could happen, I don't know. But there is such a thing. We see from there that a person has to, there is extreme cases. Once there's an extreme possibility, we have to be choishish for the extreme. Maybe it's not for that extreme, but it's for something very extreme. So if you see that you're choishish for that, so I say, we're choishish for everything. A person has to be careful when he walks in. He can't shock people. He can't surprise people. He can't, because that could be dangerous. There's a similar thing. It says you have to say vidui before the Suda, the Suda's Mafsekis by Erev Yom Kippur, Shema Yechonek Besuda. You might choke on the meal. Chances of choking on a meal not that great. In fact, if it's a serious time like Erev Yom Kippur, you shouldn't talk. If you don't talk during the meal, you won't choke. You be careful when you're eating. But there's a possibility, and then we would lose the opportunity to have done vidui, whatever. But we're chishish because when you want to do right, when you want everything should be proper, then we have to have that scope that says, I have to take everything in consideration. And I have to be choishish for the most extreme possibilities, because I want to make sure that I don't do an avla. And we're living today in a society which doesn't care about doing avlas, so that certainly affects us, but certainly isn't so choishish to make sure I don't want to say something that might have, in the most extreme, unlikely occurrence, some ramification. That's the way the Torah looks at things. Because we want, we try, we attempt to do absolutely what's right. And with that intent, we have to be chishish and take under consideration even extreme possibilities. The extreme possibility that something could happen by this shock of just walking in, and the extreme possibility that a goal that I have might be frustrated by something so slight as the consideration of whether I have the appropriate clothing. And all of that is part of our ishtadlus, when we want to do what's right.